So time to look forward to the Donegal Senior Ladies Championship final, which of course is on this coming Saturday afternoon, 4:30 at the O'Donnell Park. To look ahead to that game, I'm now joined by current Donegal Ladies manager, Tony Boyle, who joins us to look ahead with a neutral view ahead of this one. Tony, how are you doing? Good to speak to you again.
Hi, good, Austin. Hi, looking forward to the ladies' final at the weekend. Should be the makings of a good one.
Yeah. Now, I know you were involved in the same group that Terman, one of the finalists, were involved in as well. But when we look at this, Terman against Glenfinn, this is now their fifth meeting in the last six finals, and some wouldn't be too surprised that these two sides are set to go at it again, Tony.
No, probably not. Last year, I think Moville broke the mould and Moville got to a final and lost out to a very strong Terman team. And then the previous five finals, I think they've shared them. I think Glenfinn have won two and Terman have won three. But listen, there's no real surprise. Oisin, you know, they still are the heavyweights of ladies senior football. As I said, we were in the same group as Terman, and we played them in the group stages, and probably quite unlucky on the day we lost out by a point, but we'd already lost the previous game at home to Moville, and that sort of knocked us out. But listen, the group we were in was probably the strongest side of the draw, no disrespect to the other teams. So Terman were well tested and didn't win any of the games very convincingly in our group, but Glenfinn came through the other group very, very, very easily, you know. But as I say, listen, it is the makings of a great final. Obviously, Glenfinn have a couple of their sort of more experienced names back playing, you know, and Yvonne Bonner and I think Karen Guthrie came back from injury as back playing, and obviously Terman on the other side. Obviously Geraldine's not available this year, which is a massive loss when you know take out not alone the best forward probably ever in Donegal, but maybe one of the best forwards in the country. And obviously Evelyn McGinley is another big loss, who I think Evelyn transferred back to her home club in St Michael's. So they're two big losses for
and you've Shannon McLaughlin as well. That's not about for them too.
Shannon, that's right. Shannon is travelling, you know. And it's the one thing when you're involved in ladies football, you know, there can be a big turnover of girls. I think last year or 2 years ago when we won the junior title to this year and the senior title the senior championship, you know, we've lost about seven players, you know, between traveling and work and college and that, you know, that can happen, you know. But listen, they're still the two top teams in senior ladies football in Donegal, and it'll make for a very interesting final on Saturday.
Yeah, sir. You mentioned about the tougher group that you felt that yous were in along with Terman. Is that the sort of thing could stand the Terman now when it comes to this stage of the campaign?
Yeah, probably good, you know. Terman, I think Terman, from memory serves me right, we went down maybe the second last game, and listen, it was a must-win game for both teams, because if we had beat Terman that day, it would have meant they were going to have to beat Moville just to have a three-way tie at the top. And Terman got over the line by a point against us. I think the following week they went down. The previous week they had played St Union's and Letterkenny and O'Donnell Park, and had only won by 2 points. And then in the last round of games, they had to go to Moville to get a one to top the group to avoid playing Glenfinn, and they just won that by a point as well. So they were very, very close games in our group, whereas I think Glenfinn probably had a lot sort of maybe handier games or easier games, you know. So that will stand to Terman going into the final. The question, you know, Glenfinn are probably maybe asking themselves, have they been really road tested for the championship? But listen, they've proved already in the Division One league that they, you know, they beat Terman in the final of that, and you know they're obviously on looking to do the double, which would be sort of a big surprise when you think Terman dominated everything in this last 2 years for Glenfinn to come back. But again, they've got a lot of experienced players back, and that's definitely going to help them on Saturday.
And that has obviously been the fruit of what's happening so far this year. Because remember, Glenfinn played in a Shield final last year, Tony. So with adding Katie Hearn back in fit, Karen Guthrie coming in, and obviously Yvonne Boner's in there as well, this core has added that extra element to it. And like, that's a big giant step back up the way from last year from the Shield final.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we I remember we played we played Glenfinn early in the year, early in Division One, on a wet night on a Friday night up and thing. The one thing I noticed that night, and I think it was an eye opener for us, you know, up in Division One, you know, the difference in physicality. I know they didn't have Karen or Katie Heron that day, but Yvonne was back, and obviously Yvonne's husband Paul is managing the team, and I got a sense that year or that night that Glenfinn were really targeting this year, you know, because obviously Yvonne was back, and they, you know, we've sort of figured Katie Heron would be coming back into the mix. They got Abby McGranahan transferred from Robert Emmett's, you know, to add to their forward line, and then obviously getting Karen, got through with the experience Karen has, and obviously the scoring power Karen has. I think from early this year, Glenfinn were targeting this year as a year to sort of break that stranglehold that Tiernan has over the last couple of years, and they've already done it in the league, Division One, and as I said, I'm sure they're going to hope to maybe add the championship there on Saturday as well.
I know in the men's game there's always a lot of talk about the structure of the championship. Some are happy with it and some aren't. But and the LGFA structure and how the championship is run, as a manager, Tony, is it something that you're happy with? Do you feel that this is the right format for the clubs at senior level? Or is it time maybe to take a look at something else?
It's difficult, Oisín, because to be fair, in the previous 2 years, listen, we were lucky enough. We won the junior title, as I said, 2 years ago, and we won the intermediate title last year. But in both of them competitions, you had two groups, I think, of four, and you play your three group games, and then it goes through to quarterfinals, semifinals. Some years it just goes to semifinals, that. But with the senior championship, you're always the problem with the senior ladies championship in Donegal is there's always an odd team that's looking to regrade, you know, and that can come down to, you know, just a lack of players, and players retire, and players not available, players travelling, and that. So it really sort of goes year to year. To be honest, listen, when you're drawing out two groups, it is a bit of the luck of the draw, you know. As I said, we would have felt probably we were in the stronger group, you know, the tougher group this year, but we make no bones about it. Like we felt we could have got out of the group, and we just didn't perform at home against Mobile, and we came up short against Tiernan, you know. So it's difficult, you know. It's not like a senior men's championship, Oisín, where you have 16 teams in the senior championship. You know, you had 9 this year. You're hoping. I think there's a rule in there with and the LGFA that once you won intermediate, irrespective of how you do, you're playing senior championship for the next 3 years. And I can understand why that rule comes in, because obviously you've had two very dominant teams, you know, and Moville has come in and out there in an odd few years, and you know, you probably would have clubs that would rather not play in the senior championship. But listen, you've got to try and build club football in Donegal, and to me, the only way to do it is have a competitive senior championship, you know. And as I said, you know, it was our first year in the senior championship. We came up short this year, but we'd be hoping, you know, St. Noel's got to the semi-final. Clenties are knocking about. Ballyshannon are quite strong at the minute. So listen, it can be difficult for the teams that are trying to close the gap on Tiernan and Glenfinn, but there's no other way around it. You've just got to try and do the work and try and do that.
All right then, Tony, just finally, the big senior decider this coming weekend between Tiernan and Glenfinn. By the way, we're going to have some live coverage from the match on Highland. Jim O'Doherty and Maureen O'Donnell will be on duty for Highland Radio Sports. Starts at 4:30 at the O'Donnell Park on Saturday afternoon. Tony Boyle, you're the neutral here. How's this one going to go in your mind, do you think? What's your prediction?
I think it's going to be close. Obviously, the strengths, as I already mentioned, you know, you have the, from a Glenfinn point of view, you know, you have Katie Heron, Karen Guthrie, Yvonne Bonner, probably all starting in the forward line, and it's going to take three very good defenders to mark them three. Not to worry about Danielle Gallagher or Abby McGranahan as well. You know, now the one thing that Tiernan have, they have a couple of experienced defenders, obviously Nicole McLaughlin, Emer Gallagher. You know, so they may be fit to handle that for a while, but I just think if I look at it over the year and the scores that Glenfinn were posting compared to the scores that Tiernan were posting, obviously without Geraldine, I'd be thinking that it's probably going to be Glenfinn on Saturday who'll be crowned senior ladies champions.
And they will, of course, be left in the Donadonion Boyle Memorial Cup, whoever it is, be it Terman or Glenfinn. Listen, Tony, as always, thanks for joining us on the programme and enjoy the game on Saturday.
No problem. Thank you, Austin.